Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, here we go. We are live today, the day after Thanksgiving. Chad Hartman, Lindsey Brown, Harrigan, Trader, Commie. Not working today. Lindsey's here. Excellent guest. And let's start the show with the chairman, the great Patrick Roycey is here. Of course, the day after another brilliant Turkey of the Year. You were in the nation's capital. Is it lunch or dinner with the president of the United States?
Yeah, I don't think either is going to happen here. But we were driving around a little before. My wife's got some relatives here, and we came out to see the new babies. There's a 3-year-old and a new one, and we hadn't seen either of them, so we came out to see the babies and had quite the delegation here. But It is an interesting place now that we have this gentleman in charge of the country. And we tried in the Turkey column to, writing about personal grudges.
Yes.
To make a little reference to the fellow. But I don't think, subtlety just isn't the way to go. You should just flat out say
he's ended nuance. Like subliminal messages. It's just the sledgehammer is seriously what apparently everybody wants now.
Yes, and that's probably what the chairman should have done. But what the heck?
I loved it.
It was okay. It was a very very difficult decision though, because I got to say the chairman was focused on Cheryl ever since she made a complete jackass out of herself walking out of the arena down there in Phoenix, and fine, get mad at the refs, get mad at Nafisa, no, you're leaning out. But I don't think the U.S. Olympic coach should be screaming F-bombs back at fans who are screaming F-bombs at her. They scream at you, you walk away, you
Correct.
Keep your head down and walk out, right? That's
yes.
what you do. Not more profanely address them than they addressed you. But anyway, plus, I mean, really, when it's all said and done, can we look back at the Turkey winners through the years and not have Cheryl in there someplace because of her erratic, successful but erratic behavior? She deserves a place, and this should have been the year. But then,
it's then. I agree, because we chatted about a week before, and you had settled on Cheryl, and I applauded you. I said, obviously, a hell of a career, but my God, she's got the sycophants and the acolytes around her. And it's 2 straight years where when she went out about as sour as a human being can ever go
that's
out.
Right.
Back-to-back years.
And the year before, it was a fantastic final, and she turned it into a national conspiracy against the Lakers in favor of New York. She did. She is... Elimination defeat hasn't been her strength. Remember the fantastic series with the LA Sparks, and there was a call in there at the end that she also thought was one of the great tragedies in the history of treatment of athletes. But
she anyway. Also said this year, Patrick, she goes, and I guess they're laughing, I handle a loss as well as anyone. And I'm thinking, you handle it as about as awful as anyone I've witnessed in my 60 years on the planet. And by the way, she wins a ton. We all acknowledge that. But my God, when she loses, it is never the mirror's fault.
She handles loss as well as Norm Van Brocklin, who went home and got drunk and quit, you know. So that goes back a long time ago. But he was the original Viking coach, and I didn't cover him, never covered him, but he, from a distance, you could tell he was a complete fruitcake, and your dad could tell you some Van Brocklin stories, that's for sure. So,
you're settled.
Sunday.
Yes, and then.
So Sunday, I'm saying, okay, this kid can't be that bad. You know, he can't be as bad as he was last week.
Right.
And I was right. He was worse.
Yes.
I underestimated his the offense performance in the second half, though. I did the math in my head and it came up with a -1 yard, but they actually had 4.
We all arrived because all of us kind of were ready for the same cheap shot. I did the same thing. I did the play-by-play. I'm like, I got -1. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it turns from -1 to -4. Apparently, Donald called Brad Raffensperger and didn't get the votes, but he got 5 yards for JJ. Somehow
he got 5 yards for JJ. It was just incredibly awful. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was so bad. The Packers stopped trying to do anything. They just run a few plays and punt because they knew that nothing could happen to harm them. And so, plus, I think our coach, you know, he's had 2 great years here, but I find him to be a bit thin-skinned watching him from a distance. So, and through the years, the chairman has really appreciated thin skin. That's one of the things. If you have thin skin, and we know you're going to get and a lot of people. You know, the other thing, Chad, is interesting, and I detected this for the last couple of weeks. The Viking fandom doesn't really want to blame O'Connell, right?
No, you're right.
I mean, he's not as popular as he was, but they don't want to blame O'Connell. And they don't want to blame the kid, the quarterback. They want to believe that they were right after the fourth quarter against Chicago those many months ago, saying we finally got our quarterback, hooray! But the fact of the matter is Kwesi. They all wanted Kwesi. Kwesi had nothing to do with O'Connell's got 5 times more power with that organization than Kwesi has. Kwesi has a big scouting department, but if O'Connell wants somebody in the first 2 or 3 rounds, he's going to get them. You think if especially the quarterback who's the future of the franchise in this. But the people want to, you know, Kwesi admittedly had a horrible first draft. Okay.
Yep.
And but they were here short term and stuff, and I can't really get mad at him about Dallas Turner, because when they drafted him, I thought they were getting the best defender in the draft. From what I'd seen 50 Alabama plays that year, and he made 15 of them. He looked like a beast. So, but the idea, it's Kwesi. Well, that's who you want it to be, because you don't want it to be O'Connell. That's the thing. So
hang on, sir. Let me take a short break. I want to continue on this, and we need to get to your grudges, too, because the grudges were tremendous. The chairman is with us. It's Patrick James Ricey. Day after Thanksgiving. We're live, folks. We're not mailing this in. This isn't the best stuff. This is live stuff with Patrick. I want to talk Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab, hey, let's be honest. At what point yesterday did you put on the bigger pants? Come on. What point did you go for, hopefully for the love of God, you went the pecan pie and not the pumpkin pie? Because there's no comparison. The pecan pie is much better. I'm halfway. Lindsay, I'm actually going to another Thanksgiving event today.
Same.
I already had, early in the day, some appetizer leftovers.
Okay.
Now in an hour, I'm going to have main meal leftovers. And then at about 4:30, I'm going to Michelle's side of the family with, not leftovers, but the day after Thanksgiving. I need stretch left bad today.
Yeah, you do.
I need the quads. I need the hamstrings. I need the upper back. I need somebody with that great resistance training. They have at stretchlab.com. Dozen plus locations. You could be Golden Valley like Patrick, Plymouth like me, Lindsay in her secluded mansion. She's in Kenwood. They're all over the place. Get that 50-minute session. I've been going for 6 years. Quentin loves it. My buddies love it. It's all great. Stretchlab.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Right back with Patrick. We're talking Turkey of the Year with Mr. Ricey here. Okay, on McCarthy, Patrick, I know we've all watched some quarterbacks who eventually turned out to be great, who had abysmal starts. Yeah. But more often than not, those players were with just awful, dreadful teams. And they did not look as just overwhelmed by everything as this guy. So if this guy goes from this awful to very good to great, it'll be one of the great leaps we've seen in sports history.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is not unprecedented. Jamarcus Russell, how about, you know, San Francisco gets a lot of credit. Well, Trey Lance, a nice young man from Marshall, Minnesota, right. They gave up three number ones for him. And they pulled the plug halfway, a third of the way through the year and went to Brock Purdy. So the Max Brosmer thing works here. I don't know if he can play, but by the way, have they told us yet? Is he starting Sunday, Brosmer?
Our guy Collar's on at one. So far, I think it's quiet today, but I haven't looked in the last, half hour.
Well, today they'll probably tell you whether he practiced or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't practiced yet this week. It's got to be Brosmer.
I think they want to do it. They want to give him more relief. But anyway, I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new knee December 11th.
Yes.
Okay?
Let's go. Yeah.
You think Stretch Lab, a month after I'm walking around, can they cure an 80-year-old with a bad knee, or is there too much exercise?
We might be 2 months, okay? I don't know if it's a month.
2 months, okay.
I got closest friend who's about a month out, and he keeps calling me and telling me it hurts a lot, and they keep telling me to keep pushing so it hurts more, and he's like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why do I want to keep doing this? But then I have other buddies. Yeah. Like I told you the other day, I have so many buddies who've done it. And by the time it gets to the second or third month, they're elated.
Okay.
They're happy.
Well, My theory is I'll give them 2 weeks. I'll give them through Christmas. Then I want to be moving again. But maybe that's
they'll try to get you moving like the next day. Mm-hmm. It's
I know that.
It's crazy. You know. Now, are you going to take a sabbatical at all, or are we going to be having Patrick on the medication?
I'm going to take 2 weeks off, I think, and then we'll see what's going on. But, you know, the way the Star Trombone's working now, there, they don't care if you go to an event anyway. So, I should have said that. No.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad. Five years from now, outside of the main NFL team in their respective towns, not just here, is anybody going to go to events anymore, or is it all just going to watch it on TV?
I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. The what's going on is way beyond me. What we're doing here with, you know, when a team is bad, they're just as interesting as when they're good. So that's,
right.
You know, as far as, writing about stuff, and I have no idea what's going on, but, it's dramatic to say the least, especially, you know what I forgot when I was writing the column? On the turkey, the chairman was writing a column. I forgot my Des Moines joke. I was going to have a Des Moines joke in there. That the diner was that. In fact, I had it, but when I was writing it on deadline, I was hurrying it to get it in. I'd taken the joke out. I was going to put it somewhere else, but I forgot to put it back in there because the banquet was going to be held at the dining room in a truck stop just over the Iowa border, but I forgot the line. I felt very guilty when I read it in the morning that I'd forgotten the cheap shot about Des Moines in there. So
file it away. I mean, it's
the print. The printing thing will be. By the way, if you want to see the printing place, the last two tours I've been told are December 5 and December 15th. If you want to see what a printing press used to look like in Minneapolis. So.
All right, let's get to some of the grudges. Okay. What in the hell is going on with the squirrels in your backyard?
Your backyard is a mess, man. You know what we did? We had a huge pine tree that was like my wife planted this thing like 30 years ago, and her son, my stepson, said, "Mom, I think you're planting that thing a little close to the house." Well, 30 years later, basically these cones are falling on the roof, and it's way up over on the roof and the leaves. So we had five guys come in. Somebody put us on these guys, Victor and his pals. And let's just say they weren't born in this country. And but if I had five good Minnesota Norwegians, I'd still be waiting for that tree to get cut down. I had these five guys, hour and a half,
Victor.
You didn't know they were there. The stump was gone. There was dirt. There wasn't a cone left. It was the greatest thing. I'm not the most generous guy in the history. I tipped them $150. You know, it was fantastic. So we got rid of the tree, but I think the squirrels are mad because there was a great big nest up there.
Yeah.
And ever since we got the tree cut down, they've been biting into our transformer. We lost power three times in a month because a squirrel gave his life to cost us his power. I think they're smarter than we give them credit for.
I think you're right.
A revenge mission, you know. But anyway, I hate them. As I said in there, if they were rats with ugly tails, we'd be calling the cops, you know, but they're running all over the place. So yes, I'm anti squirrel, and I wanted to get that in there. That was one of my big grudges.
It's the modern day kamikaze mission. That's what's taking place in your backyard on a regular basis.
That's right. Plus, one in the pool this year too. He reach into the skimmer and there's a squirrel in there. That terrorizes you too, you know. So
that reminds me, another great Curb moment is when Larry's out with Cheryl and they meet this guy and they're talking, and Larry goes, "Well, what do you do?" He goes, "I'm a kamikaze pilot." And Larry's pausing for a little bit going, "Wait a second, if you're a kamikaze pilot, how are you with us?" "What do you mean? I'm a kamikaze pilot." Larry's just going, "No, you can't be a kamikaze pilot if you survived.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of the millions of great moments. Now, yeah. Here's
what
I
had to survive. Well, when he had
the survivor one.
The survivor on. Oh. He thought it was some guy from Jewish camps. It was the guy from the TV show.
Cody. I think Cody's like, I had no place to work out. He's like, work out.
He's out, though. I think he's out of ammunition now, don't you? I mean, I think it's not. I mean, he keeps bringing it out again, and it's I think it's kind of run its course.
But I don't know.
It was genius. It was genius.
I'm telling you, if he came back after the sabbatical, I'd be there opening night.
We won't get into full details in the when he wrote the obit for his aunt was one of the great ones too of all.
Yes, exactly.
That's what didn't the grandma have a heart attack and die too because she read the obit?
Yeah. You got to get all your letters in the right sequence. Let's just put it that way for this one. All right, when are you coming back?
Well, today we're coming back today, but we had my wife's sister, and there were 17 people here yesterday in this house from relatives from various around, and there's a 3-year-old who's a granddaughter of the sister, ran the entire operation.
Oh, man.
This 3-year-old was
That's great.
Giving everyone orders, telling where to suit. I lost my glasses. She found them. she's going to be a beauty, man. She's apparently in school, a 3-year-old school, and she runs that whole operation, man. I was trying to watch a football game, or we had to watch Debbie some piggy something or something show. Yeah. We couldn't watch that. You know how disjointed I was yesterday, though? I watched a very exciting Ravens-Bengals game where the Ravens beat them at the end. I found out that was last year.
I was going to say, wait a second. I watched the end of that game, too, and the Bengals won. What's going on here?
I go back at the hotel at night, and I said, wait a minute. They're playing again? What's going on here? The doubleheader?
Doubleheader. You know, Roger Goodell came up with a new way to get that 18th game in there with the Thanksgiving doubleheader.
Yeah.
All right, man.
He would probably try anything.
So,
all righty. Well, I'm very proud of you. You may be the only radio host working on this.
Yeah, it's commitment.
To Thanksgiving. Yes, it is. That's good.
Commitment. All right, sir. Travel safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
He's the best. There is no one like him, and we are elated to have him, the great Patrick James Ricey. Yes, we had Lindsay 17 over the house yesterday, and I did notice today we have a couple people at the house who don't just like macaroni and cheese, love it.
It's a lifestyle.
Macaroni and cheese has kind of become a part of the Thanksgiving treat. And the maybe the host of the party, let's say me, previous significant other, like to make a spicy mac and cheese. Present companion, the lovely Michelle, she's about as Minnesotan as it gets. So, I mean, if the spike level in this 0 to 10 was a 0.5, I'd be shocked.
The paprika's in the back, okay?
Right. Oh, my God. If I say paprika, Michelle runs away. Okay, and as when we like spices, sometimes it's. Do you want to share this? I'm like, no, I'm the ultimate sharer, but you know the plain milk over there. I made turkey tacos the other day with some spice to them. The amount of sour cream she put on the turkey tacos was impressive. Well, we did know. I did notice this morning because oldest boy, I'll get into this Carter a little bit, just was a maestro. The macaroni and cheese was never made. The macaroni and cheese was never, it's baked. I mean, it's not baked. It's in the fridge, not baked. So we never had our macaroni and cheese with the Thanksgiving festivities. So it's available. Maybe we'll have it later today. But what we did use yesterday throughout was the Aquarius, great company, Aquarius Home Services, and in particular, the Kinetico Drinking Water System for everything. we use the good water, even the cooking, the drinking. Hunter's beautiful bride, Michaela, my daughter-in-law, she made her special drink, had the water in there. The Connecticut drinking water system is not one of the best. It is the best. Aquarius first started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended for me. Jumped on board. Well, my father had it. When I first came back, I was in an apartment. But when I first bought a place, 1993, one of the first purchases at the home, guess what, was the Connecticut drinking water system. I haven't moved much, but when I've moved, I've made sure I have Connecticut at my place from Aquarius. And right now, through the end of this month, and it might end really quickly, you can save up 25% on that great Connecticut drinking water system. Reach out right now, AquariusHomeServices.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.